The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing you.
Any of you
3,380.
Any of you trained in history?
Yes.
Can you roll me history?
I was lying.
Yes, also yeah.
Ha, deception roll. Success.
Got him.
Oh, that's a 20 on history.
What is your set of DM perception?
The whites, not surprisingly, the whites armor and weapons that it's using are fairly old, but even older than you might expect. This isn't a white that was the armor is significantly older than you would expect. A lot of the undead that you've encountered before has been, something that's been fairly recent. Not that I would imagine Nolan Kingsong knows anything about raising the dead or has any interest in that whatsoever.
No comment.
But this is something that is decades old, easily. It's hard to tell because you imagine it walking around and getting rained on a lot, but you can tell with that history check that this armor is old. Okay. And this is like no other undead that you've seen so far.
I need to lay down.
How unusual. Yes. Well, I'll take watch. You lay down.
Is everyone okay?
Song of rest. Song of rest. Holy shit. Song of rest.
Such a soothing melody.
That's the song.
I feel better already.
I let loose a random witch bolt into a tree.
Yeah, we'll say you're even able to find sort of armor symbol on it.
You're yelling at me.
This white has been walking around since before the spell plague.
Oh.
So it's been here a while.
Do I have enough time
this
to get a full rest?
Very old, very old indeed.
It's
the spell plague.
If you guys set off late tomorrow, if you guys give it an extra hour or two, that would give you the quote unquote rest needed to get yourself to have a full night's sleep, Fudge.
Okay.
I didn't really establish at what point it was, so the question is it early in the night or late in the night? And I didn't really specify, so.
I think it only breaks a long rest if it's more than an hour.
Yeah, I think it has to be sort of a sustained thing. I mean, this happened in basically a minute.
Right.
So.
It's a fierce minute.
Homeboy, was any of his gear valuable or all rusted?
It's ancient.
Yeah, I mean, maybe from historical purposes, but it's not going to be anything that's super valuable.
I'll take the helmet.
All right. You got an ancient helmet?
Yeah, I do. I'll put it on my nog.
Probably with cracked steel.
Yeah, it's definitely cracked.
Oh, yeah. It offers me no protection.
Nope, it's
I'm
dented.
I'm wearing it for the swag. I feel akin to it. As old and busted as I am. Wear it backwards. You don't need to see him to hurt him. Just swinging.
That day you actually map out the entirety of what you would presume to be the Aldani Basin. At this point, Eku has said, from here on out, this is just a thin tributary that sort of dies off in the distance. As far as the basin goes, this is roughly where it ends. I don't know if this is deep enough into the heart. For the Order of the Gauntlet or not, but this is as far as it goes.
We say this is as deep as the basin goes.
We were asked to map the basins, and we have mapped the basins.
I got as deep as I'm planning on going. 10, 11,
12. There you go.
So, Josh, if you go 12 hexes down from Camp Vengeance, that's the entirety of the basin.
12 hexes down? Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, Camp...
Yeah, Camp Vengeance. I see it now.
Yeah.
Camp Windyards.
Funny enough,
I say
basically there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Look at
Do we have a marker?
Goddamn genius.
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
Aldante Basin.
Aldante.
It's a toothsome basin. All right. Map updated.
Thank you. That little notification in the upper right-hand corner of my screen while I'm playing Fallout or something. Yeah. Map updated.
An objective has been added to your map.
Why does Bethesda keep putting... Dang it, Josh! You built your camp big enough in this game as a dick, it just shows up on the map. Here, obviously, you're within a couple days' travel of the heart. It is the most prominent feature that you can see, obviously, because it's floating a couple hundred feet into the sky.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think we should go.
Speaking of that, yes, Nolan.
What?
You're close enough to see at least a little more detail. I mean, it's not massive, but even you know, if it's floating a couple hundred feet into the sky, even at a distance of 40 or 50 miles, you're going to see something, a little bit of it. It appears to be bleeding.
As in,
let's go.
Bleeding blood or bleeding...
It's hard to tell, but now because you're closer, I mean, you're still at a distance of 50 miles, but I'm thinking about, like, sometimes, you know, you go to the plains and, or something, like, you can see things from afar off. You're seeing, like, a red texture on the exterior of the floating heart-shaped thing. You can tell now that it seems to slowly turn in the sky.
Maybe it's an actual heart.
And it's parts of it appear red and glittery.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
That's...
And if anyone wants to count, this is your 60th day in Chult.
Bleeding your
from
own
what I can tell.
Bleeding someone else's blood would be difficult.
Yeah. Gone, the final day.
Obviously, I'm not entirely in it for the money. I do know that we need to head back to the port city soon, or is there anything you'd like to explore while we're here?
Well, as I say, the heart is nearby.
If it's 2 days out.
It's interesting.
Is it 2 days easy travel? Like, can we get there and then go back?
You're not going to get there by boat. It's east. So, right. Sort of the area that you circled as marshland, you could probably travel that by boat, but you're going to have to walk for
perhaps
part of it.
There's potential for profit.
I mean, we could just pay her extra once we get back if we're alive.
Well, we're not paying her, remember? It's the dude. I mean, my question is, how many days out of the way is it? Like, how much would it add if we...
I feel like we should go now.
It sounds like
two away.
Like about a week.
We're never going to be really super close.
Yeah, we're
close.
Probably not going to get any closer.
Yeah.
If you are...
Let's do it. The heart's the thing we want to tip the hell over.
We can.
Try.
It's a floating mountain. It might be difficult.
Shoot, with that attitude.
Well, sure.
Teamwork
makes a dream
work,
baby. We're going to tip it.
I'll give you some marshland. You could maybe use the boat for a day. And then it would probably be another 2 days. This would be 3 days travel, maybe two if you push it.
Okay.
If you guys want to push it, you basically have to make a roll in order to push it.
Push it real good!
16!
Do we push it real good?
What kind of roll is this?
If that's a survival, that's a 19.
It's actually just a... So basically, you can go at a normal pace, you can go at a fast pace, or you can go at a slow pace.
Oh.
It's basically, I make a D4 roll. You have a 50-50 shot of going that extra hex in that day, or finding it too tiring and not being able to do it.
Also, I don't roll anything.
No.
Oh.
I mean...
Salt and pepper is in effect.
If you'd like to...
push it back.
If you'd like to roll your navigation, but I feel like it's kind of shitty to tell you how to directly navigate to something that is flying in the sky. And is obvious from 50 miles away or more.
We'll just try to get there as best we can and let her do the guiding, because she normally does.
That seems fair. We continue.
And so it is.
That poor lady's gonna die. The one lady who hired us to do all this. I mean, to be fair, it didn't really hire us. It's kind of like, hey, I got a job for you. We're not sure. Boom, and we're there.
It is kind of the truth.
Yeah, this magical indentured servitude. Just so happens we also don't want to die. She's lucky. Our goals line up.
Josh, can I get a perception check from you?
You can ask me to roll it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, look at that. A 17.
Oh. So, the marshlands travel. You're able to use the boats. You find a place to stash them. Eku says they'll be here when we get back. The rest is going to be walking through the jungle. She seems fairly confident with where you're going. I mean, obviously, you are seeing some overgrowth, right. So you can see it from time to time. Mm-hmm. She's just trying to take you on the most, you know, surveying the ground. What's the easiest way to get through?
Gotcha.
Let me. Okay, maybe it's not so easy. Around the fire at night, you hear some rustling.
Oh, rustle in the bushes. Rustle.
We haven't seen rustle yet. Found you. You sort of poke your head out, and you can hear people not being too quiet, but you are hearing some movement, some hushed whispers. You would guess with a 17, probably 4, maybe 5 individuals.
If I hear the whispers, they must have been careless. Fodder, hit him with the chorus.
I'm in love with an oop tow girl.
I'm like, I don't know that song.
Careless Whispers.
I don't know that song.
That's the Righteous Brothers.
That's on Chain Melody.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know why you were confused. What are they? Does it sound like a language I can comprehend?
Yeah, they appear to be speaking in common.
They appear to be speaking and coming around to dick with my camp?
No, they're going to pass by maybe 40, 50 feet. Close enough to probably spot you. If you still got a fire up, they probably have seen it. Mm-hmm. But you don't get the sense necessarily that they're approaching you.
Hail, brothers!
God.
Right. Well, suddenly the wrestling and now. Stuff just stops.
Oh, hail.
I heard
you. What do we do? You hear those kinds of whispers.
Yeah. Hello. Sorry about him.
He's sleeping.
He apologizes in his sleep.
He's just so used to it. He's just apologetic.
Having a dream about you being a dick.
That sounds about right. At least your dreams aren't far-fetched.
That's true. They say that dreams are just planning for real-life events, so...
Yeah. Do we wake up when we hear Stonehold?
Roll con saves? Okay. See how much you want to stay asleep?
15. That's a nat 1.
My
arms go out through my bedroll and
I'm up. Sleep apparently you guys would prefer to sleep. So you
I'm having a night terror.
Just start attacking. Like, just drive by.
Just start screaming right in the woods.
Your arms out of the
you're
bag,
just like,
your head's
you're punching
covered.
Hitler.
Come back here, Hitler.
you Nazi son of a gun.
Hail this, son of a bitch.
So you are up. But you, all movement has stopped, and you can just barely perceive them whispering.
I offer no enmity. This is a harsh land, and I simply want to meet all travelers.
Stonehold, who are you using big words at?
Russell's out there.
Russell?
Yeah.
You see someone, you see a sudden light appear, mm-hmm. as if a torch has been lit, mm-hmm. and you see someone kind of cautiously approach.
Okay.
I'm going to position myself near a tree.
Leather armor, human.
Do I recognize any of the gear?
Doesn't seem to have any insignia on it. It, from what you can tell, it's not heavy armor. It's very light. Mm-hmm. Large pack, definitely way more explorer-y than fighter-y. But gotcha. You do see he does have a short sword pulled and kind of just down. Mm.
Which way to the plateau? You're looking for the plateau. Umbala?
Yes. That is where they can cure this sickness.
Oh, you're getting down with the sickness.
One of my friends is, he's dead. I've heard that.
Sorry to hear that.
I've heard that that there's someone at Umbala who can bring them back. We have a cleric. Normally they could do this, but something's wrong.
But I don't want to attack your group. I've got no interest in carving all of you.
He
up
seems
like
very relieved that the mountain of a man with an axe doesn't want to
I'm
fight him.
I'm gonna come around the tree very quickly. Like hi.
he also poses no threat. He's a big teddy bear. I promise.
Bring grappling.
This is how I say hello.
I like to wrestle my friends.
I hug like this.
Just bring the rest of your group in. I'll share with you our map because you guys are way off.
Oh, yes, yes.
Here's a show of good faith. I'll put this down.
See, I don't have any weapons either.
It's just bone calloused over the body. No weapons. Look, Mom.
It's just dried blood from yesterday.
Forearms the size of a tree trunk. I swear I'm unarmed.
Trunk. Let me see. He goes back and you hear some more whispers and a couple more people advance and you can see that they've got some sort of makeshift sling to sort of half drag, half carry what is obviously a corpse.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We won't stay. You say we are far off. How far?
Do you have a map?
Yes, and you can see that they've got a crudely drawn map of the basin. Like, they sort of got an idea. You can tell that they sort of came down by the river, but they went farther east. It seems like they didn't go quite through the basin, and then they started trekking east into the heart of the continent.
So where did they come? So they came from almost Camp Vengeance as well.
Actually, no. Maybe they came down the other river. Maybe they came down the Schoenstar. They've got a little bit of a trace of the... Or sorry, what's the third river?
It's Tariki.
There's Tariki,
and then there's Olong.
Oh, okay. So Schoenstar's the river you came down.
Yeah, we use Schoenstar. Tariki's next, and Olong's way over here.
Okay. So they came down the river Olam.
So they wandered way around.
Yes. Okay. They've walked right through the heart of the continent to get to where you guys are.
Gotcha. So I'm going to share with them this map. Here's where the basin is. Umbala's way over here.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And he starts to look at the map, and they start to calculate and talk about distance. It's like, that's many more days' travel. We must hurry. I'm afraid that the... And he kind of looks around. You can see at least a couple of them, you know, tears welling up in their eyes. They're like, I don't know how recent the effect needs to be in order for her magic to work.
I'm going to look at the corpse. Does it look fresh?
Not super fresh.
I ain't a cleric, but I think that puppy's done.
Yeah. And one of them just bursts into tears. If you'd like to roll at disadvantage to see you wake up now, because there's definitely been some noise.
There we go, 7. Yeah.
Eku also pops awake. We'll say Fodge is sleeping.
Okay, still taking a nap. Sorry about your friend. He's probably not gonna come back.
I know, but
who's this?
We must try.
Why? Well, I mean, would your friend want you to die attempting that?
My friend was, and you could see that there's an obvious, you know, palor or some other religious symbol. Okay. It is not the death that we are worried about. It's what has happened to his soul.
Oh, yes, death curse. Hell of a thing.
Look, if you... I'm gonna point out Camp Righteous and Camp Vengeance to them. And I'm gonna
Camp Vengeance, them. Not Camp Righteous.
Oh, yeah. Camp Vengeance. And I'm going to tell them about our big armored friend who has asked us to do the basin. He may be tied to some high religious order that might be able to help you more than that plateau, because the plateau is the source of all evil. That's what our guide here has told us, and she's familiar with Troll.
You see, Eku is not a large woman. She's like maybe 5'4", 110 pounds. You see her stand and turn and look at them, and the whole area suddenly feels cold. Mm. And you see her turn and look at them and say, "You dare seek Umbala."
Mbala.
And they're like,
I just kind of back up a little bit.
You dare to go and use the power of that evil place. And she just begins to just stare them down. Give you a moment to intercede if anyone wants to.
So yeah, it's like west, about 70 miles.
They're just trying to save their friend here. I don't think they probably don't understand exactly what's going on in Umbala. Maybe an explanation of that might help too.
Yeah, nice explanation other than there is a great evil there. I don't know.
Well, that's not helpful.
I know.
that's what we thought the first time. Glad Enkidu feels the same way.
Enkidu, Enkidon't.
Yep. Sometimes you just don't.
The evil that resides there lives on death, has made a living murdering good people. I am sorry for your friend, but your friend is dead. And to give her that power, to bind yourself to that, is certainly worse than being destroyed, than having your very essence removed from this place. And you have seen a fire, like a literal fire in her eyes that you have not seen. But yeah, she seems to almost, as she's saying this, she's walking closer and closer to that one guy. And it's almost like she's getting bigger. She's not quite polymorphing, but you just feel her presence getting larger.
She's getting larger.
Barker, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And she's just like, her presence is unbelievably powerful in a way that you have not ever seen. He seems to be standing his ground, though. He's like, no, we'll do whatever we can to save our friend.
Akito, perhaps for the listeners, us included, you might tell us a little bit more about who this lady is and what it means to bind your soul through death to her, for the listeners.
For the listeners who have been listening. Umballa is a source of great evil. It is village.
We got that much.
Right. And then there was the part with the village being destroyed. And that great evil that destroyed the village still resides there.
Okay. And that's the lady?
Yes.
And she eats death?
She lives on death. And these guys think that that death lady can bring their friend back.
Yes. Those are the stories that we have heard.
Can she?
She can probably resurrect the body.
Eku sort of turns and just glares at you now.
I'm just asking. Like, obviously, there's a consequence, but...
Pork, you can't just ask if death ladies will bring people back.
Just trying to get answers for the listeners.
Look, if you want to save your friend's soul, maybe going to that place isn't the best idea. We can help you do funeral rites, and then you should seek help with the giant order of paladins and clerics we're working for.
I'll let you roll a persuasion, Josh.
Oh, baby. Here it goes.
Oh, baby.
Hey, I'm kind of pretty.
So pretty.
15.
Ooh.
The prettiest.
For reference.
Wants to inspire me.
Ceremony.
I didn't know if I could after the roll.
The ceremony spell has a funeral rites portion.
Which, oh, yeah?
And it is a ritual spell.
Yeah, I mean, I got plenty. Yeah, d6.
21.
Oh, yeah.
Inspired.
What's in the spire?
A great evil.
Weren't you listening? Lives on death. It's a woman. Sounds like an ex-wife.
You see Eku stare at this man an uncomfortably long time. And you see his eyes just go wide and the color drains from his face as this is 10, 15, maybe even 20 seconds of complete silence. And then you see her lean close into him and say, run now. And they all just bolt into the wilderness.
Fair enough.
Bye.
Hopefully they updated the map.
Map updated. Who put this dick here?
Got him.
You see... Eku turned to old Bork over there. For reference, she probably can do. She can probably do exactly that. But I don't know what the price is.
I'm going back to sleep now.
And when they bolted, they take their dead friend with
them. Yeah, no, they like...
Let them like, stink it
you
up.
Just see them,
bury a body.
You just see them all as Eku stared at them. Just all of them just... drain and start to shake. One of them may have even piddled themselves and then they just took off. And Eku, without a word, just walks back and lays down in her pack.
Still full form?
Full figured.
Full form.
All 114 live pounds of it.
Yeah. No, she very scary. Very scary lady.
Could she have been helping us fight this whole time?
You splitting that XP five ways?
Hell no.
There you go.
She doesn't level up. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's the deal. wrote it in the contract.
You can't level up.
Thus and no further.
There you go. So, apparently...
Is that place useful to stop the death curse? If she's that powerful.
Well, I thought the death curse came from Omu. Right. Which is not Mala.
Does Eku have a lady's name?
Yeah, Eku is a woman's name.
No, the death lady. She keeps referring to her, but we never heard a...
Right. You get the sense that that is a her with a capital H. Like, okay. Almost a reverent her. Oh, yeah. This may be...
So this is
her we
like,
do not speak of.
Maybe all the old gods haven't actually left.
Could be. Yeah. It spoke with... I don't necessarily want to say a reverence, but, like, I can say the devil and it means something, but someone who is very religious says the devil, it means something else.
Voldemort!
You get a sense. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You get that sense.
Her who shall not be used.
Right.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, you're not quite sure if it's a force, if it's a god, if it's something that she's afraid of, but you're getting the sense that there is probably... There's definitely more there than what she seems willing to say.
Gotcha. Alright.
But yeah, something that she has talked little to none about herself ever. Mm. So the simple fact that she's told you about Imbala and almost asked you to go there is the most personal that she's gotten so far.
I just rolled a nat 20 on history about Imbala and specifically Death Lady.
I mean, your mind...
I've not been here a long time.
Right. There's nothing really that's been said about Imbala other than... I'll give it to you that you have heard something in passing at Port Nyanzaru. They say a great sickness laid waste to the people. That...
Some sort of plague.
Right. Something happened to them.
Something about a great evil.
Right. That's the thing. Eku seems to be focusing this on a person or a thing, whereas you have heard it referred to as an event. A force of nature.
Okay.
Now... You rolled it at 20. You know that there are plenty of spells, there are plenty of creatures, there are plenty of monsters that could cause such things.
Right.
So it's Echo possible is personifying it. It may or may not actually have a person behind it.
Perhaps.
Sweet.
May or may not.
For those of you who participated, you could roll insight.
Participated in what way?
You were unconscious.
Oh. Well, no, I inspired Josh.
22.
Inspired.
Was it a good snore? Is 14. That how I inspired him?
Must have been. That as much as that felt like it might have been for show, Bork, you realized that was absolutely like... She basically, from that encounter, felt as if they walked in and spit in her face and, like, dug up her mother. And desecrated the body. Like, there is nothing that you could imagine that would have fueled such rage from a person. You
Especially
feel like she
when
was,
I poked the bear.
You feel like she was ready to murder them. And that's something you haven't seen out of Eku ever.
She mad,
bro.
That was really insightful.
Oh.
Bork, bring in the heat.
You only need that one big one on the mountain.
Yeah, I know, but apparently Chris Perkins like using the word hearts because I'm finding it in about 85 places in this book.
Yeah, mailing address, I'm going to send him a thesaurus.
Every place is the heart of some place if other places are around it.
Home is where the heart is.
I sure heard.
Home is where the heart on. Oh.
What?
Oh, no. I'll work on it. Come back.
A heart on?
Perception checks?
Perception!
So
14. Okay, that's my last dice roll of this one. That one. I like it for the comedic effect, but I don't think it's treating me well.
No.
Fudge?
I didn't see anything.
You take 3 damage as you look up and a bird shits directly in your eye. Like, it hurts, it burns. You're like, ah, God, why did I do that? It's a big old healthy dump.
Pterodactyl.
One of those bird people who literally flew overhead and was like, hey, don't look up, I'm about to poop. And you're like,
say again?
Crap.
Actually take 3 damage?
I mean, it's funny to say that you
But what if it kills me later?
Well, then it'll be like, damn, shut
up. Where do I go, man?
Do you think Aarakocra dump while they're flying?
Probably. Absolutely.
They just have the wings that are flying. Do they just stop and hover and then pull their pants down?
They do it on the run.
When they fly all au natural. They're just letting it all hang out. You see.
Sky horse.
Just a turdy barrel roll.
What were the rolls that weren't a one? Because I was having fun with that one.
7.
14.
9.
14.
Get some auxiliary splatter from the poop getting inside.
No, because he didn't roll a 1.
Auxiliary splatter.
I'm just like.
You're looking. Potter's trying to shove poop at the wizard's eye. Come here. He giggling at me.
I'm not a wizard.
Hey, I think this is infected. Here, let me rub it in your eye. I need a test.
Does that look pink to
you? I cast Lester Restoration.
Yeah, them bushes rustle.
A massive chunk of earth and rock torn from the earth drifts over the swampy forest about 100 feet above the ground.
Is this the poop?
Yes.
Oh, God, it really got in my eye.
It's a massive mess.
A petrified tree towers above the stone, its stone roots protruding from the bottom. Between the shape of the rock and the branching tree's limbs, it creates the impression of a gigantic stone heart hanging in the sky. The impression is only made more gruesome by red liquid dripping from its roots. You see a cave mouth in the side and in the side of the slowly rotating heart, and a staircase winding up from that cave mouth to a flattened top, at least as best you could tell from this angle.
Is the red stuff sap?
You're a sap.
Hard to tell for sure. The staircase definitely does not appear natural. It looks carved.
Okay.
It's very regular and intentional.
So the staircase starts at the floating mouth of the cave and goes to the top of the heart?
Yeah. It's not theoretically. From the ground where
okay,
we're at.
So we have no way to get up 100 feet. Well, no immediate way.
If I pick you up and then you pick me up.
Okay.
Then, yeah. I think as long as we just really work.
That's the
at
whole
it.
Man and crocodile thing, right? Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the bats coming out of the tree's not scary.
That's more like the turnip of Umbatu. I can see why they named it the heart.
Yeah.
Turnip's nowhere near as impressive.
Turnip with an Umbatu girl.
Turnip for what?
Yeah. So
she's 140 feet in the air.
I mean, I've got a climber's kit and a grappling hook.
You're going to climb air?
It is up there. You would estimate, well, it says in the description about 100 feet. Yeah. It then immediately goes down to my text and specifies it as 200 feet.
What? That's not about.
Get an editor, wizards.
Wizarder.
Wizards.
That's why they need an editor.
Yeah. Yep. For mistakes like that. You note after looking at it for a while that it rotates slowly counterclockwise, completing one revolution every hour.
Oh, we could keep time with this.
Whoa.
We invented the Apple Watch.
The heart watch.
It's the turnip watch.
Turnip watch.
Turnip watch.
I
watch. Doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Eku could fill you in that there are some Choldens who believe it's the petrified heart of the god Ubtau after he left. They consider it sacred. And that priests used to travel there on the backs of flying dinosaurs to seek visions and beseech the god to return.
Well, other than rope, I'm afraid I've got.
Let's get a postcard. And
you're a wizard. How do you not have a spell?
I do have a spell. I just
don't.
You
create a bonfire on it.
I could, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Buck.
Shoot it with a crossbow.
All right, well, let's first figure out what the red stuff is. Noses. You gotta taste it.
I hope it's poop.
What? You need to go to the doctor.
What?
That's what your poop is like.
Yeah, no shit.
Red means stuff, right?
All right, so we're at the base of this, like we're under-ish where it is now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I find red goop?
Is it pooling?
Roll, what would that be? Roll investigation. Is that on there?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I got that.
12.
Yeah, so I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I mean, you're able to find a pool of it.
So how viscous does the red goop appear to be? I like pick up a stick
and swirl it.
That
was about 10W40.
That's a good oil.
Some of that 5W40.
How viscous.
Crash. That's motorcycle.
Yeah. It is significantly more liquid than solid. You would say that it is more to water than to an oil or something of that sort.
This is a heavy beer night.
So it's not sap.
This was my morning.
It is less viscous than blood.
Yeah, or sap.
Correct.
Right.
Can I do an Arcana check on it?
Sure.
Is it like the flavored syrups that I have?
You could try it. I mean, it looks kind of like that.
As okay, I'm stirring it with a stick, does it appear to be doing anything to the stick? Like, is it acidic or?
Nah, not that you can tell. The stick appears to be turning slightly reddish from the liquid. But other than that, no effect.
I had a 16 on Arcana. Does it look like health potion liquid or anything?
I mean, it's possible it's an arcane component.
Get some.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It feels relatively cool.
What's it smell like?
Best you're gonna get is slightly stagnant water. It does like taste like stagnant water.
Okay.
Which is not great. Right. It tastes very it minerally. Like
real earthy.
Iron.
Yeah, like irony deposits
like
or
pennies.
Yeah, tastes like pennies.
Tastes water. Like copper pieces.
You guys are having a stroke. All
right, I'm going to...
And Josh falls over dead.
I'm going to empty out a water skin and fill one up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put heart water skin.
Heart water.
I don't know what you're doing with it, but I like it.
I haven't decided that yet.
How can
either.
We get up 200 feet?
I don't make plans here. I just execute.
I can slow fall.
We could build
it up.
We could build a trebuchet.
How far can you mage hand crap?
I think it's 60 feet, but only 5 pounds.
Yeah, but a rope.
30 feet.
Jesus Christ. Does anybody have a longbow?
I have a crossbow.
Okay, like where this is going.
And a grappling hook.
Okay. Well, let's tie a bunch of rope together and try and grapple this bad boy.
Well, how much rope do we have? I have 50 feet.
I've got at least one explorer's pack because we found a bunch of them.
And I have a climber's kit. Does the climber's kit include more rope?
I have 100 feet of rope.
You'd have to look. I think it does. I think it's another 50 feet of rope.
All right. So we've at least got 200 feet of rope between your 100, and my 50. So tie 200 feet of rope to it and get to chucking.
Chucking?
Chuck, it's a fun.
Mr. Chuckett.
I'll inspire you.
Oh, wait.
You chuck.
So I think a climber's kit might be from, specifically from...
No, it's in there.
Oh, it's right there. Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta have. So this, we lasso a flying dinosaur and try to tame it.
It does not include rope, but it does include, you know, harness, gloves, you know, tatons, yes.
Peyton.
It's at
Tatan Manning. All
right, okay.
But it's about 100 feet up, according to the first paragraph.
Flynn's got a hundo, you got 150.
Okay.
So, tie a grappling hook to it, let's get to trying.
I mean, if it falls, I just shoot again, so.
Yeah.
Because it's on a rope, so I can just pull it back and shoot it again.
Stringing all amongst the trees and stuff as it falls.
Stand directly underneath it.
Hey, Paul, you want to inspire me?
I believe you can do this.
Thanks.
It's going to be the best game of lawn darts ever.
But really, though.
Yeah, you're inspired. Okay. Yeah, no, I actually cast it. Just.
Hey!
What'd you get?
That's a 21.
Plus 6 if you want the inspiration.
23.
Or 2.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
That it doesn't work.
I don't know about the physics of that, but the roll is good enough. I'll say that you doof, and somehow magically you clink into the bottom of the heart.
Okay. Now what's your plan here? Get up the rope.
First shot.
I can grease it. Will that help?
Probably not.
You can make the rope deaf.
I might do it. I like that.
I say. I love all the spells that these spellcasters
have.
Now that it's up there, no. I will use my wand of web and cast it on where the grappling hook is connected.
Okay.
So that it will stay connected.
Spider-Man. Spider-Cop.
Okay. Right.
So you've anchored it further in.
Can you target it that far with web?
How far does web shoot?
I'm going to bet
not. How do I shot web?
Shush.
Goddamn spellcaster.
Believe! You just gotta believe!
Do your kegels!
Believe I'm gonna throw you up and tell
60
you.
60 feet.
Ow!
Why didn't you web it first?
Like, can you use it as a higher level spell to shoot it further?
I don't think so.
You should have spit on the end of it.
So
we have a rope.
attached to a bottom of a thing.
Who's the lightest?
Not me.
It's definitely you or Padre.
Eku just puts her hands up and shakes her head and walks away. I'm not getting paid enough for this.
That's probably true.
I don't want you guys to fat shame me.
Wow.
I'm 170.
No, it's 180.
Oh, fuck. But I'm inspiring myself.
Why are you 170?
Because I'm 5'8".
The amount of flexing that occurs on an audio show really tends to make me believe we need to record this visually sometimes.
Okay, Mike, you can pick up the flexes.
I don't think they make something that sensitive.
A sound effects for flex.
My elbow cracks pretty good. When I do it. Does that count? Well, right, get to trying.
All right.
What, athletics?
What's my athletics? Yeah, roll me in athletics. Let's see how this goes.
3.
Okay.
Fuck.
What was it?
A 2.
Oh. Well, I won't use my inspiration. How much did I hurt myself on the fall down?
He just jumps up, trying to grab the rope, and misses.
All right. It's clearly the poop in your eye.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Oh, boy.
Fodge may have a spell.
He has that slow fall thing that got stolen.
Oh, yeah.
I need to ask the DM a question about how a thing works without revealing it to the party or the listeners.
We know you're half angel.
Did the listeners? Oh!
Sorry, Lucas, edit that out, I guess.
So, as Mars get fly speed at some point with
nuts
wings.
To your ass,
yeah,
Mars
they do.
Thingy.
When is that?
I believe 4th level.
That's now!
You've been able to fly this whole
not
dang
till
time.
Fourth le- not till just this level.
I think 3rd or 4th level.
Oh my god.
Then why don't you fly up there?
I might. Asmar. So I'm going to be.
Volo.
Oh,
it is Volo. YOLO.
If I can, I'll be like, you guys, don't tell anybody. And then, that's my. That's-
I will shriek if this happens.
I look forward to it.
You don't know about this. Oh, I do think I get a fly speed.
We're sitting here trying to.
No one asked if I can fly.
Because that's a reasonable thing to ask. Somebody. Hey, man, can you fly yet? Yeah, thanks for asking.
Starting at 3rd level.
Woo!
Cha-ching!
Joker's band. And it lasts for a minute. For an entire level.
Which is more than enough time to get up there.
You think that?
I do know that.
So how far
feet.
Can I fly?
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Same speed.
You fly 30 feet.
Okay. Do I have any other racial abilities I should probably be aware of?
Probably. You should look at the book sometime.
Well, can we check it now for what maybe?
How would you know?
I mean, they're innate.
No, they're in a book. Not 8 books.
Hey. No, yeah, what I imagine is Fodge starts climbing and gets really, really, it goes really, really well for a little bit. And then as you start to fall, you go, I don't want to fall. And just poof, wings come shooting out of your back. Your bag splits open, falls all over the jungle. And you're all like, ah, what the hell is that?
No, I'm gonna try and climb the rope, totally miss. I'm like, fine. And just poof.
That's
up.
The magical noise it makes.
Just boot out some wings.
He's
beautiful.
Little do you know, it's not off the back like angels. Like 2 wings come right out of his ass. And flies. He flies face dangling down like some sort of vulture.
Ass wings.
Arms hanging out. Okay.
And that's why he's called an ASMR. Yeah.
Hey.
It's a helicopter out of his head.
Fudge.
Yep.
What languages do you speak?
All of them.
That's yes. Not true.
It says right here.
Yeah. Kind of a ladybug wing.
Quarterstaff, leather, armor,
I speak quarterstaff.
Those are his proficiencies.
Where are languages?
Bottom. On the character sheet.
Which one?
Bottom left, main page.
Light armor, simple weapon. Oh, here we go. Common, celestial, and draconic.
What useful languages?
Everyone speaks those, Josh, don't you know?
Yeah. I mean, I studied Latin in college. I can't talk.
Well, not in
any useful language.
It's pretty dead.
What is your plan, Fodge? What are you doing?
I'll fly up to the
precipice.
Are you flying up to the cave mouth, or are you flying up to the top?
You know, the cave mouth, like waiting for the stair. Yeah.
And securing the rope.
Yeah, secure the rope.
I only have a minute. I'm going to make sure I get it up there.
Right.
See how long that takes.
You can you can fly up to 600 feet. Yeah. And you only got to go like 150.
So there's like a branch right there next to the cave mouth. You kind of want to tie to there.
Whatever looks to be the most stable. It's hard for me to see that picture.
Find a real secure spot.
Yeah, I think that's probably fine as long as those tree roots look legit.
You could definitely see that liquid running off the tree roots.
You said it was petrified, right?
It appears to be. Yeah.
So
I'm gonna test it a little.
Nice and solid.
Yeah. No, it's solid. It appears as though stone.
All right. I will. I'll resecure the rope there.
Roll me a What do we think for knot tying?
There used to be a skill.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just call it dexterity.
That's what the skill used to be based off of. Slide of
Better hand. Yet, Fodge, what's your modifier?
For what, dex?
Yeah.
Plus three.
Four.
Yeah. I'll roll it. As you're tying this rope, you suddenly hear a soft voice behind you speaking a language you don't know.
Hang on, I might have a spell for this. Grease.
Well, first off, Grease, I imagine you go,
oh, hell.
Don't I have to speak with friends?
Speak with friends. No, you just scare them and make fun of them. And you also have useless spells.
Yeah.
Tongues?
Okay, no, I don't have tongues. Ooh.
Do you turn around?
Does it sound angry at me?
Is it soft?
Hi, buddy. How are you doing? How
is it like,
or is it, hey, get her out of here!
Get out of my lawn!
It's soft, though. It's like, oh, I insist you got her perfect one.
Oh, that's fair. Sorry, sir.
No, it's a soft voice. It's a common language. If you had to guess in the 5 seconds after you heard it, it's probably Elven, but you don't know Elven, so you're not 100% sure.
Yeah, I'll turn around.
You see a beautiful Elven woman, long blonde hair and a cloak, standing there outside the cave mouth looking at you.
Nice! Does she look angry?
Not particularly.
I'm gonna finish tying my... I'll bow and finish tying my knot.
I don't know how you bow while in,
He's already half bowed with his butt cheek.
It was more like a full body bow. He just bends over a little more and just lets the...
Don't go ass over tea kettle.
All right. I suppose we shouldn't. And seems unsanitary.
Amusing. Oh, you hear in common.
Hey, that one I know. There we go.
You see her sort of step over the edge and look down. You all see a blonde elven woman look down.
Can I land? I don't feel comfortable hover talking.
Yes, hover-talk. If you like.
Okay.
Also, dibs.
Because just a few moments after you land, your wings do disappear.
Okay. Tell her she's pretty.
Doesn't matter. I got a sixth sense for this.
Sorry, I didn't understand what you said at first. I don't speak Elvish.
I was commenting on the fact that this is one of the more intuitive ways that I've found people. But I wonder if your friends will actually be able to make it using the rope.
Want to grab a ration and find out with me? Are you hungry?
Grab a ration.
Grab a ration. Hey, baby, want to split a ration?
Would she be amused by such an endeavor?
I'm looking to see if I have stats on her to try and... That bother me about this book. No, some NPCs get full stats.
Some of them just don't.
And some of them just don't. So I'm going to say, yes, she titters amusedly.
Never seen someone titter in person. It's always online, but I appreciate it.
If you don't mind, I'll invite your friends in. Are any of you trying to climb the rope? I mean, Fodge appears to have said it.
I'd be like,
maybe not at the same time.
Like, yank on the rope a couple times to see if it
feels pretty solid. Yeah.
In which case, so I will start climbing.
Okay. Athletics.
I'm going to let him get a good 40, 50 feet up before I ask if she's got a better way of doing this.
20. 20 athletics.
Yes. Well, he certainly looks like a strapping individual.
Oh, no, he'll fall.
So strapping.
Strapped.
Look at this suddenly a voice cries out, "Will you all be using the rope?"
Not if there's a better way.
There's got to be a better way.
I mean, I always love when gentlemen can show off their strength. But yes, there is a better way if you'd like to take the shortcut.
Yes, please.
I start doing I do 10 push-ups.
Don't intimidate the rope.
You gotta get that pump.
Go ahead. She's Flynn's so excited that die.
I'm 18.
Yeah, baby.
You begin climbing the rope
with a pump.
One arm.
Yeah. Your legs and other arm just out to the side. Look at this.
Like, can you imagine though climbing a rope for 100? Just even go
Ninja Warrior.
There are people that do it. Yeah.
Gym class.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I have
about
a 14
that.
Strength.
Yeah, so, Madre, who isn't here, sees the young elven woman pull a scroll out of her pack.
Oh, God.
And she begins to read. And a couple of feet in front of you, you see a gate open up. And you can see the tree on the other side of the gate.
Nice. I use the handicap elevator.
You step in. Eku follows. And you two begrudgingly will eventually grunt your way up there.
I'm not even out of breath.
Just get there. So,
some good exercise.
Your pecs start popping.
Yeah. I titter back.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's missing you.